Blog Talk Radio.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want. I want to see you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shine.
I want.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
Amen. Amen. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts-Jean for Solar Records Radio, and what a blessing it is to be here on this beautiful Sunday. And so let's start the show out by acknowledging the mothers around the world. And we want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Thank you for your struggle. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us and not abandoning us, because, you know, I know it's very difficult just what we do, you know, when it comes, when you guys are raising a child. I've watched, you know, and participated with my wife raising our kids, and whoa, I remember calling my mom and saying, thank you, Mom. Thank you so much for the struggle. Thank you for what you did for me, because I see how much work goes into, you know, raising a child. And the strangest thing about it is that you love them. You actually love them more than you love yourself. And you just, but you still have this struggle, because the struggle is real. The stress of it is hard. It can be very challenging. And mentally, you have to deal with that. And it's like, whoa, how can this be possible that, you know, my faith and fear can exist under the same tent? Like, in my own, my faith is that everything's going to be okay, but my fear is that, am I doing a good enough job? Am I going to be a good mom? Can I do this? I don't know if I can do this. This is too much stress. This is too hard for me. But faith and fear can exist under the same roof. And that is something we have to deal with for the rest of our lives. And just having children is truly a way of recognizing that. Just trying to raise a child. So thank you, moms. Thank you for enduring and fighting the good fight and trusting and having faith that everything's going to be okay at the end of the day. You just got to do your part. Thank you so much. And thanks to those dads who took care of those moms and loved them through it and made it possible for them to recharge their batteries and be able to, you know, come back and continue to love on their babies the way that they want to, because at the end of the day, we are all human beings, and we're not perfect, and we're going to make mistakes. But to have somebody next to you to support you as you're trying to do whatever it is blessing. So thanks to the dads who were there to love the moms and protect them and keep them strong and supporting them throughout the time of development. But anyway, enjoy your Mother's Day, and God bless you, mothers. Thank you again for being mom. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to my own mother in Philadelphia. Mom, much love to you. Thank you for being amazing to me and loving me and taking care of me. I love you, and I appreciate you very, very much. All right, guys. So, you know, we're going to praise God, and we're going to just enjoy some great praise and worship music. I asked you if you would just take a moment, right, and just kick back with me and take this moment to just be with Jesus. Let's praise him and join us for some quiet time with Jesus. That's something that we need. We need to take some quiet time. and just talk to them, because life can be so confusing. There's so much stuff that goes on in life, and so we need to make sure that we kind of position ourselves to be successful, to be okay, to get to the other side of whatever may be in front of us. And so the way that you do that is that I'm asking you if you would just meditate with Christ and just kind of talk to him. Let him talk to you. Just share your thoughts. He's listening to you, and he loves you, and he's here for you. All right? So come on, let's do this together, okay? Trust him, guys. It's a beautiful thing, and Jesus loves you. Oh, yes, he loves you. So this is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio. Much love to all the listeners out there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We have 48 minutes to go. And so in these 48 minutes, we're going to just love on Christ. And we're going to listen. I want you to listen to the words of the songs so that you can really get it in your soul. Let the words communicate to your spirit and communicate with Jesus through the words. Okay, God bless you and thank you.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt. He called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Yes, your endless love.
salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord. Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Say, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. We're the altos. Come on, altos. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Voice of victory. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious. Make it glorious.
Shout to the Lord tonight. the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything bursting with hope. Coming alive.
God bless you. You know, it's so important that we remember that we have the great I am in our lives, the King of all kings, the miracle maker. We are so blessed that Jesus Christ loves us. And we're on the same team. We're together. Nothing can hurt us. We just have to believe that Jesus got us, that we're covered. And whatever happens in our lives, wherever we may be, wherever we may go, wherever we've been, it's all a part of his plan. See, the grains of sand are all right where they belong. And so what happens is sometimes we feel like, why am I in this mess? What is wrong? What did I do wrong? Not necessarily did you do anything wrong. You didn't have to do anything wrong. It is just part of what the plan is. You will be okay as long as you keep your focus on the sparrow. Don't let the devil confuse you and make you think, oh, this is a terrible life. you know what, I might as well just go ahead on and start doing drugs and try to get away and try not to think about what I'm going through, but let me just go ahead on and destroy my life anyway. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. No one cares. I can't pay my bills. I'm sick. My people, my friends don't like me. My enemies hate me. What is this life? Why should I care? I can't get the job. I can't get the promotion. Man, I'm hurting so bad. Give me a drink. Give me something. Give me a cigarette. Give me some marijuana. Give me some cocaine. Give me something just to get my mind off of my problems. And all these things that you think will make you better are the very things that will destroy you. You have to know that fear and faith coexist. They can coexist. But your faith should always be stronger than your fear. And the way that you make your faith stronger than your fear is that you meditate on Christ. And that you make sure you're listening to God and not listening devil, not listening to that other voice. We all have it, right? We all get it. We all want to sometimes do some of the craziest things, like a guy running up on me and then blowing his horn, you know, telling me to get out the way and cussing me out and throwing the fingers up as he drive past me. I mean, I want to just go and smack him. But I can't. I can't. And we can't. And we're going to be challenged all the time, especially if you are a Christian. This is not easy. This is difficult. It is hard to be a Christian. Because now you have rules. You have boundaries. You have expectations. You know that you cannot do things, and people are watching you and waiting for you to fail. They're waiting. They're betting. The devil has got, they're sitting there gambling. Can't handle this. This is too much for her. He can't do this. You're going to fail. But you know, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to give in to Satan's wishes, because you have Jesus in your corner. You are amazing. God made you because he loves you, and he is here to redeem you because he loves you. Sometimes we'll put people in places, you know, we send our kids to school to get educated so that they can get a good job, right? And we want them to be good, things to have a wonderful life, a better life than we did, right? And we do whatever we can to help them, you know, launch their life, their careers or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, there's a shooting in the schools. Children are dying. Teachers are dying. What happened? The devil. We didn't send our kids to school to die. We sent them there for education. But fear and faith coexist in the same places. It can be dark and light. You have to decide somehow how you're going to continue to fight for the light. You have to trust God And I know it's hard sometimes where you just don't even think he's there. Like, how could you let this happen? I'm sick. My body is dying. Why would you put me in this situation? And then we get into this self-pity party. See, we got to remember that God does not put these things on us. He's not the one that's making us sick. We're making ourselves sick. The world is making us sick. All the crazy stuff that they're doing, that they're making, all these bombs and all these chemicals that we live around, all the stuff that they're putting in our foods, and we want to blame Jesus. We want to blame God for all this stuff. We want to blame God for the guy that came into the school to shot up the kids and said, well, where was your God? Well, you voted God out of the schools. You didn't want him to be a part of the school. So why are you talking about God now? See, people want to just discourage you and make you believe that God does not exist. He's not real. But you know he's real. We know he's real. And we have to continue to fight the good fight. And I'm going to tell you, I have friends that are sick. My brother-in-law is sick. And it's scary. And I love him. And I'm worried about him. You know, I was praying for a young lady yesterday. Beautiful lady with a child. And she's fighting a disease. You know, she could simply go, why me? And be miserable and just go crazy. But see, guys, it is so important that we come together. It's so important that you have people in your corner who love you and support you and pray with you, love on you. It means the world. I know people that have gone through this cancer thing. And it's scary when you hear the C word. Like, what? Oh, my God, how am I going to do this? Well, you can. You can. It's really up to you. See, I got to tell you, there's a survey, right? The survey says that, you know, people of faith, for some reason, get over their illnesses quicker than people that are not faithful people. And they don't know why that is. It just, it's been proven. And so, and you know, scientists, they don't want to believe that there's a God who loves us, the creator of the earth, the universe. They don't want to believe that he exists, the one who loves us more, the one who died on the cross. They don't want to believe him. They don't want to believe that he's there. But we know in our heart of hearts that he's there, the ones of faith. And I could tell you, I can't sit here and say, hey, I've never been hurt before. I've never been wounded before. But I've healed quickly. I've healed very quickly from my injuries because I've always been a man of faith. And my family has been a family of faith, and they pray. And I used to get nervous and say, oh, we're going to pray for you. Don't pray for me, because when you pray for me, that acknowledges that there's something wrong. Don't pray. I used to get fearful. Don't. I don't want to believe something's wrong. Well, you have to accept the reality of the situation and then move forward. Don't fake it like it's not real. We have to take on whatever it is that God has put in front of us head on with the love of Christ, and we can move mountains. So I'm praying for my brother and my friends around the world that are sick and their bodies are hurting. I'm praying that God blesses you and heal you, give you the mental, emotional, physical strength to pick yourself up by your boots and move forward in the faith that God is giving you, or with the faith God is giving. See, he's faithful and he's here for you. He loves you. So don't let anyone tell you, oh, it's over. Oh, too bad. I'm so sorry. Don't let that happen to you. God's got you. Because he loves you. And it's all good. It's all good. I'm so blessed because of who he is. And I thank God for you guys. Let's just trust him and keep up the good fight and know that he's an amazing God and that he loves us right where we are. And whatever we need, he's got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
I'm going through a storm, but I won't go.
I'm already loved.
in every circumstance. In other words, Jesus, I trust you. I know that you're capable of taking care of me. I am yours. I belong to you. And so I trust you. I'm your child. I'll do whatever I have to do. And so that's all I'm saying to my friends. Please do not fear. Please do not be sad. Please do not be afraid. Just trust God in any and every single thing. He's got you. And I know it can be uncomfortable. It could be scary. It could be challenging. But you have to remember that God loves you. He loves you. Do you love your child? That's how much God loves you. You got to know that because you belong to him. All right, guys. Well, anyway, I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful for you. And I just pray that God just, you know, blesses you and you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Remember to stay close to God. I want to give a shout out to Charlotte. What's up, Charlotte? How you doing, sweetheart? We love you here at Solar Records Radio, and we're so blessed that we get to be right next to you, my friend. We're so blessed to be here. We've already started organizing. I've talked to people. We're right here for you, and we're going to walk beside of you, and we're going to pray with you, and we're going to love you through this to get to the other side of it. So thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be a blessing in your life, to pray with you and to love you through this. Thank you so much, because all it does is bless us. So thank you for giving us that. We appreciate it. And so anyway, guys, we want you to just have a wonderful and beautiful week. Go out and, you know, and just do what God needs you to do. You know. And if you don't know, just talk to him. Just talk to him. He loves you. And he's right there. He's listening. Let's keep our faith alive. Let's keep our hearts in the right place. Let's do the right thing. And remember, it's difficult being a Christian. It's going to be a challenge. But you got to keep your head down and do the right thing. Just keep on. And trust me, you will be blessed in the storm. You will be blessed in the storm. All right? So this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We love you. We love for you to come and hang out with us and hear our music throughout the week. We try to be a blessing to you guys with music. We know how much you love it, and we love it too. So, and we'll try to play, you know, like all different types of music, but we love doing interviews. I just love hearing musicians talk about their music and their creativity. And so let's, you know, make sure we share that with others so they can come hang out with us as well, okay? Thank you again for everything that you do. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and we're up and out of here. I'm going to play a song that I wrote. Jesus, you are my king. That's why you're my king. I love you so much. Good night, guys. God bless you. Take care. And we'll catch you next time. Later, Greg.
Holy name, 'cause you are great. You dominate.